Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, November 18th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 3 cents at 578 and a quarter, December wheat up 14 cents at 836 and a quarter, and jan beans up 5¾ cents at 1282 and three quarters. Export sales this morning, 399 on wheat, just a little above the average guess. Corn, 905 old crop, new crop, 140, right pretty much in line with what they were looking for. The beans, 1.38, they were looking for 1.4, so pretty much as expected all the way around. Egypt bought Romanian wheat. They still have wheat around. Apparently what's been pushing this meal price has been the lack of lysine availability, and people have to feed more meal if they can't get lysine into the animals. So that's been the big push. I'm not so sure how long that's going to last. ADM is manufacturing a liquid lysine. I don't know if they can use that in the feed or not, but China's the only other game in town, really, and they've been slow to get it to us. Got a lot of resistance in January beans at $13. The big movers of this market have been the funds just continue to buy. They're not long all that much, but with the exception of the corn, they're long 340,000 contracts of corn, an awful lot in my opinion for this time of year. The beans are long about 50,000 contracts. They could certainly add more to that. They're long 30,000 meal. They could add more to that. Oil, they've been long, between 60 and 90. Right now, they're long 74,000 contracts. And the wheat, they're only long about 30,000 contracts of wheat. So certainly meal, wheat, and beans could be supported by the funds out here. They're buying because of inflation. I know that everything's more expensive out there. Cars, homes, just about everything you look at. There's shortages out there and prices are moving higher. But some of the other key factors I look at Bitcoin. It's down $1,300 a coin right now. It's off $10,000 a coin just in the last week or so. Crude oil has gone down $6 a barrel in the last 10 days. So there's some signs that some of this inflation may be a little bit overplayed here. You've got the American farmer long. The 2021 crop, a lot of it's in the bin. They're certainly long the 2020 crop. They haven't sold much of that. 2022, rather. They haven't sold much of that. They haven't protected it. So I've got the farmer basically long two crops here. You got the farmers long and the funds long. I just don't know how much longer this thing is going to last. But I do know you've got great prices out here, well worth protecting. Spend some money, buy puts, and forget about it. The puts aren't cheap, but they're not terribly expensive either. So I think you've got 553 Dease corn out here for next year. You've got wheat next year, SEP wheat in Chicago at 827. These are prices you guys don't see out here. And all it takes is for China to move on Taiwan or China to make some kind of statements against the U.S. There's a million things that can really hurt this market in a bad way out here, let alone COVID. So I think you need to be protecting these prices. It's great while it's here, but with funds long and the farmer long, I'm just very skeptical of all of that. Egypt bought Romanian wheat. Seems like either the Russians or the Romanians are supplying most of the wheat out here. But I just don't see that the exports are all that great. So we're running out of a window here to export a lot of this grain. We know that the Brazilians are selling beans out here to China. So I just think the USDA has overestimated the soybean demand out here. I think they probably overestimated corn demand. China's buying corn, but it doesn't appear to be too much from us. So I think you've got to be very leery out here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.